Welcome to the Ventures in Podcasting.
RSS, XML, what is that? Podcasting, you just wanted a new toy. Untrue. All this stuff is cool, and it can change K-12 education. Welcome to Adventures in Podcasting. My name's Sean Wheeler, and at the time of these podcasts, I'm the director of IMT Services and Training for the Peoria Unified School District. That's Arizona, by the way. Hey, these podcasts, well, they're an audio archive of my adventures in bringing RSS and podcasting to the students and community of PUSD. Sit back and enjoy the ride. Alrighty, welcome back. This is Adventures in Podcasting, podcast number 122 for Sunday, October 5th, 2008. And in this episode, I got a quick one for you this week. We got PUSD Podcasting Updates followed by PUSD RSS Updates with RSS and Podcasting Tools coming up after that. And rounding out the show, other items worth mentioning. How about a little transition music and we'll be right on back. You know, this has got to be one of the most frustrating beginning of the years I've had in a long time, and I guess it shouldn't be frustrating. I've just been busy, and the frustration leads to the point where I'm so busy with other projects around the office that I don't have time to work on my passion, which is podcasting. So I've got the heading in here, all work and no fun leads to, well, no, all work and no play leads to no fun with podcasting. And that's really what's going on. I've just been super, super busy. Got a couple major, major things on the books here to get taken care of in the spring, and it's just gobbling up all my attention. But that doesn't mean there's not other cool stuff going on in the district, just not with podcasting. What can you do? One of the cool things that did happen this week, though, is Kelly and Mike went out and worked with a second grade teacher, I believe it was, and they were working on the teachers putting in for a grant, and the kids had to come up with a cool little song that would go along. Well, actually, they're going to do a full video, and of course, they had to have a song in there. And you know, what they did is they went in and got the Let's Go Surfing Now, I think it was Let's Go Surfing Now song from the Beach Boys, and they wrote a new set of lyrics to go with the music and had the kids sing it. And I don't have a copy of it, or I would play it with you, but I think I'm kind of holding off to see the finished project, because they went over to the high school, got in touch with the media specialist teacher over there, or the media teacher over there, and he sent a team of kids from the high school over to do the shot. So Mike and Kelly pulled out the podcast equipment with the four mics, took them over there. All the kids got to sing. Just some of the cutest audio you've ever heard. And then they were telling me about the high school kids coming over and doing the shots. And it sounded just super, super cool. I can't wait to see the finished product. And maybe if it all works out well, we'll be able to post that out where we can all check it out. But that was kind of cool. Like I said, certainly not podcasting per se, but the equipment got used, and that was kind of cool. So thought that was pretty nifty. And as long as we're on that, we're just going to move right on into the next topic, which is RSS updates. And like always, this is kind of the lame area of the show, because I don't do much with it per se. And as I said four or five times, one of the major things I've got going on this year is an update to the portal, which the new portal has RSS built in all over the place. So I'm really, really hoping that's going to make a phenomenal difference when we get to that point in time. But nonetheless, I do have another school coming online with portal, the current version, coming up this week. So I think Thursday we'll be out introducing that to the next school. So that'll be cool, and that'll just be one more. I think that leaves us down to maybe four, maybe five schools that haven't been converted over the portal. So neat stuff any way you spin that. So, hey, we just keep plugging away. And the next item in here we really need to talk about, like I said, the show's going to go kind of fast today. The next item in there would be RSS and podcasting tools. And I actually got a comment from Miguel. I apologize, Miguel. Miguel Gulen. He commented on podcast 21. And he had some neat stuff to say in there, so check out, go back and look at the comments on the last podcast. But one of the things he pointed out was a podcasting tool that, or a tutorial that he'd been working on. And I downloaded this thing, and this is just cool. And really, you need to check it out. But he's got it put together. Let me see if I say this right. And four strategies, capture and share the experience, use simple technologies to capture students, staff, and parents' voices. And there he talks about some of the different Olympus tools, using the, creating WMAs and then converting them. Audacity Quick Start Hosting. Strategy 3 would get signed permission forms. Good call on that one. And then finally, sharing your podcast via blog. And then there's some supplemental information in there as well. And as I look through this, this is a dynamite guide. It's got a lot of good information in there. Really, really demonstrates how cool the Olympus products are. He's paying a lot of attention to the USB versions, which I like those. Those are really nice. And as you go through, it talks about my new favorite piece of software, which would be, I just forgot the name of that. It's the converter one. It's the one I talked about last week. And I actually used that, Format Factory, there it is, Format Factory, and I actually used that this week when we had to convert a video for one of the folks up at the district office. It was a flash file we pulled off the web, and we were able to use this converting tool to basically change it into a WMV so we could play it and not let the administration up above check this out. So that was such a good find in here. So, but anyway, as you cruise on through this, he talks about converting it using Format Factory. Got some good information in there on Audacity, a little quick tutorial in there as well. And finally, strategies in there about getting signed permission slip, including a sample permission slip. I don't know how sample this is. It looks like you just flat out print that bad boy out and use it. And there's also one in Spanish, if that helps you. And then finally, strategy 4 is share your podcast via a blog. And good stuff in there, Miguel. I appreciate you so much for sharing it, and I really appreciate you commenting, too. That's super, super cool. So check that out. And he's also got one in there totally focused on the Apple podcast server, which I have to say I was just flat-out jealous when I saw that because mine's still running the old version. Maybe someday I'll get that updated, but, you know, it's working for now. So other things to let you know in there. Peggy sent me a really cool link. Actually, it was a cool email. She says, I thought you might be interested in this. Someone on Twitter was asking for podcasting superintendents, and I responded with the name name and podcast of your superintendent, Dr. Santarelli. Hope you don't mind. I also mentioned your governing board video cast and your weekly podcast. Check it out. So thanks, Peggy. I love that. And when I went in and looked at the stats last night, I hadn't checked them out in probably 3-4 weeks. Obviously been busy doing a lot of other things. And I've seen posts, I'm sorry, not posts, but I've seen click-throughs from all over the place. So that just tells you the power of Twitter, and certainly the power when Peggy's out there sharing this information with a lot of different folks. This is definitely an email I'm going to pass along to Dr. Santarelli. Can't wait to see what he has to say. One of the links in here is actually a district leader's podcast site. And this is kind of cool because it is basically a website about district leaders doing podcasts. So super, super cool. Check that out. It says, the District Leaders Podcast provides a forum where district leaders can share their experience and expertise in a flexible format that works with busy schedules. The podcast episodes showcase interviews with district leaders from around the country. And you'll find them grouped according to the following topics: making the tough decisions, improving student performance, urban education, trends in education, and, of course, leadership. So those are definitely things that are going to be forwarded on to Dr. Santarelli. So good stuff in there. Check that out. And certainly if you are an avid podcasting fan, you might want to even consider sharing those with your superintendent. Who knows? Maybe they'll say, come on down, get on the microphone and do a podcast with me. Just never know. All right. And finally, other items worth mentioning here. My Web 2.0 class has been edited, and I actually spent a chunk of the day talking into the microphone. Finished the editing this morning and got that all done. So now it's ready to talk into the microphone. I think I've got four chapters and the audio in four chapters done now, which is cool. The bummer is there's 14, so I've got a ways to go. But nonetheless, it's just been an ongoing process, and I got to get it done because I'm supposed to have the intro class on the 14th, and I think I'm going to have to move that date. I need to be out of town then, but nonetheless, the class is supposed to be starting here very, very quickly. So I got to get that taken care of. And, of course, once that's up and running, I will make a backup copy of that, put it on our website so anybody who wants to utilize it can import it and try it out and see how you like it, do whatever you want to do with it from that point on. So that could be kind of fun. Could be kind of challenging. Who knows? Who knows? And let's see. The other thing, Miguel asked a question in the comment if I was going to share my my multimedia and Moodle class out, and I will do that. I do want to vet that class before I turn it out to the public, so I'm going to wait until I teach it one time. And upon teaching that class, I will actually do the same thing. I'll make a backup copy of that and post that on my website as well, where anybody can have that to download and suck into their Moodle site. And I think that'll be a cool – I really think it's going to be a cool class. At last count, I think I had 16 or 17 people in a class that was only set up for 18. And given some of the topics I'm covering in there, that's more than enough people. So that should be fun, and I'm kind of excited about that. So that kind of wraps up my busy, busy week that had a lot to do with a lot of stuff outside of my passion, which is obviously podcasting. So – well, you know, that's pretty much all I've got to say today. It's time to say goodbye. So I'll say what I always say. Finally, folks, my name's Sean Wheeler, and of course I welcome your comments and your feedback. Please drop me a note. You can find me at swheeler@seanwheeler.name. And remember, folks, if it's important enough to say to the class, it's important enough for the class to hear it again. Say it again with podcasting. I'm Sean, and I am gone. Thanks for joining me today. This concludes another episode of Adventures in Podcasting. On the way out, I just want to thank a few folks who've helped me out with this podcast. Intro and exit music, courtesy of Joe Seibel, who can be found on PodSafeAudio.com. Audacity Software for their outstanding and free recording software. The makers of WordPress and PodPress, which contains the show notes and creates the RSS feed for Adventures in Podcasting. Frederica Wheeler for welcoming you to today's show. And finally, GoDaddy and My Checkbook for hosting and paying for this site. Be sure to comment and tell all your friends about Adventures in Podcasting. I'm Sean Wheeler. Thank you. Have a great day.